This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/amazonprime for details.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go, all fired up. Best and worst of the weekend. You can dial us up. You can email, tweet. Let us know what you loved, what you didn't. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. I was watching the first game over the weekend. Baylor, Houston. And I thought, this isn't entertaining. And then I waded through Miley Cyrus, and then I thought, okay, now let's see if UCLA can hang in there for a little while. It's one of the larger spreads we've ever had for an underdog in March Madness in the Final Four. I think it tipped off at around 14 and a half point underdog. But UCLA went at Gonzaga, had them on the ropes, and Jalen Suggs came to the rescue. I brought it up. I know I bring it up every tournament. When it comes to teams winning championships, there is always one game where you're not quite sure, and you had that game against UCLA. You want to see what happens when they need to produce something in that moment. Not you're blowing out everybody by double digits. And Gonzaga has been doing that for the last 2 years. They needed a moment. They got a moment with Jalen Suggs. There were so many things, so many moments where it just felt like UCLA was holding on for dear life, that we were going to see Gonzaga be Gonzaga. But give credit to Mick Cronin and that UCLA Bruin team. And there's 50 seconds to go. They're down five. And I thought, okay, this is it. Then they get a three. Then they tie it up. And what was interesting is when UCLA got the basket to tie it, Mark Few had a timeout. And I loved that he didn't take the timeout. Because if you know what you're supposed to do and who is supposed to do it, don't take a timeout. And it was get it in quickly, and they got it to Suggs. Suggs got a great open look there and banked it in. But instead of saying, hey, call timeout, now I let UCLA regroup. I like that UCLA thinks they're going into overtime. And, you know, you're kind of playing that way. And then all of a sudden you see that it's Suggs and he's got a chance, and then it's too late. This is how it sounded. Jim Nance will join us a little bit later on. This was Jim Nance's call with the game on the line.
Guzang, again with the ball in his hands, in the paint, floater, short, got it back, ties it with three. Gonzaga has time to do something. Suggs for the win.
Unbelievable!
The perfect season remains on go!
it's 3 seconds. That excitement, the exhilaration, when you're UCLA or UCLA fan and you see that you got a put back and you're going to go into another overtime. It's 3 seconds. Here is the call by Gonzaga on IMG Radio.
To the right side of the floor, defended by Kispert now, drives, leans in, the runner, comes up short, choosing the rebounds and puts it in. We're tied at 90, 3 seconds left. Here's Suggs the other way, pull up, three for the win!
Yes! Yes! Set yes! of the championship game! He knocked it from 40 at the buzzer!
Yes!
By the way, the voice you heard, aside from the play-by-play voice, the yes! That's the former Gonzaga great Adam Morrison, who will join us coming up a little bit later on. Here is the UCLA call.
Juzang with 8, with 7, gets to the elbow, a floater, line drive, no, gets his own rebound, scores off the glass, 3.3 to go, here's Suggs at midcourt, 2, 1, a 32-footer, oh my goodness, he banked it in, Gonzaga has won the game.
Wow.
Cry in your pillow. Unbelievable. Suggs hit a runner. Bank shot going home. The Bruins are going home.
3 seconds. That's all it is. That's all it took. You're going to go into another overtime, and it's 3 seconds. And you're thinking, we're going to go into overtime here. Double overtime. We've survived. Now we'll take our chances in another overtime here. 3 seconds. That's all it took. Now, there are varying degrees of game-winning shots. Like, what's at stake? If you miss the shot, you go home. Like Christian Laettner's shot against Kentucky, that was an Elite Eight game. If he doesn't make the shot when Grant Hill throws the ball to him, they go home. A lot of these shots that have taken place in March Madness, or you get to the Final Four, it's tie ball game. Less pressure with a tie ball game. I think Chris Jenkins, the Villanova shot, I believe the game was tied. Michael Jordan, when he hits the game-winning shot against Georgetown, I think the game is tied there as well. I told McLovin, just look back on these, you know, great games. Mario Chalmers, was that game tied? Like, I think we think of the shot and you go, oh, the shot. Like Keith Smart with the jumper against Syracuse. Was Indiana down when he hit that shot? But I do know that Laettner, that was an Elite Eight game. And if he doesn't hit that shot, then they go home. Yeah, McLovin.
Even though it was Saturday night, I've already forgot in my head that the game was tied with Gonzaga.
Yes.
Your brain just makes them all game winners.
Yes. But you got to win the national title. Because I go back to Julio Jones had an unbelievable catch in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. And would have led to the game-winning field goal if they had stayed in field goal range. And they would have won. Javon Kearse had an unbelievable catch for Seattle in the Super Bowl against Jermaine Kearse against the Patriots, where he's on his back and all of a sudden the ball's bobbling and he catches it, but they don't score the touchdown. If David Tyree doesn't make that catch, or if Plexico Burress doesn't score the touchdown after the David Tyree catch, it's just a footnote. It's like, oh yeah, remember Tyree caught the ball with his helmet? But Plexico Burress scores the game-winning touchdown. Therefore, that's, you know, maybe the greatest catch we've ever seen in Super Bowl history. But what's at stake when you make those shots is really important. It's like Bill Buckner had the error in 1986, Game 6 of the World Series. So you still had a Game 7. The United States, when they beat the Soviet Union, that was in the semifinals. That was not for the gold medal. But you know, you kind of forget sometimes. You just remember that moment. And people probably think that was Game 7 of the World Series or that was for the gold medal by the United States team, the Miracle on Ice. Yes, McLovin.
I had no idea Buckner, they had another game.
Yeah.
I completely forgot. I'll tell you one game. Joe Carter's homer off the Phillies. I know the Phillies didn't get another game. That was when he hit Mitch Williams.
Yeah.
You're right. That I had no idea. My mind forgets.
877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. They'll somehow try to come up with an encore performance tonight for the national title game. Wally Szczerbiak, former NBA player working for CBS Sports in the studio, will join us coming up. I mentioned Adam Morrison, former Gonzaga All-American, will join us. And Jim Nance, hello friends, will join us coming up a little bit later. Paulie, no.
Yes, what?
No, you can't wear the shirt.
Walter Payton would have
worn it. No, you can't wear the shirt.
This is just a shirt that's, I'm a big fan of the month of April.
You can't wear the shirt. You can't wear the shirt.
It's a green shirt that says nothing but April on it.
Yeah, well. We had some April shirts that we put out and had some beautiful green and yellow lettering. And we were told that we can't have those shirts out anymore.
So, just the word April in color green and yellow.
I was told in a very polite but direct way by the folks at Augusta. I got another cease and desist. So if you have those shirts, those are collector items, but we can't sell those shirts anymore. We were politely asked, much in the same vein with Tom Brady's lawyers, the Tampa Bay T-shirt. You can't wear a shirt. You got to change it.
I don't have another shirt.
Well, I'll get you one. All right. I'll get you one.
I have the cease and desist letter.
Yeah, I don't want to tug on Superman's cape here. I just would like to say that, you know, we acknowledge that. You know, we're disappointed. We wanted to celebrate the Masters, and we can't. So you can put your sweatshirt on over it and zip it up.
I can just put my hand over it like I'm proud of my country.
No. Oh, well, so we have a cease and desist, and we had two very, very beautiful, poignant T-shirts, but those will not be on sale anymore. Yes, McLevin?
How about our Valspar Championship line? Is that still safe?
Yeah, we can do it. The Valero Open T-shirt, yes.
Oh, we crushed those.
Yeah, we did, yeah. We're okay with that. They're okay with that one. Yes, Paulie.
They're words like cease and immediately, numerous infractions. Those are some of the words, some of the language.
Yeah, yeah.
Numerous.
Yes.
Numerous.
Yeah, so we don't do that anymore. We're not allowed to do that with the T-shirts there.
We have no desire to impede your product designs or marketing efforts.
That's very nice. That's very thoughtful.
By them?
Yeah.
This letter is a courtesy.
Oh. Yeah. But so if you bought those T-shirts, then you have a collector's item.
The month of April is owned?
Kinda.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels like that. With that writing and the colors.
See, I thought that meant baseball is back, and that was more of like an Oakland A's shirt. Baseball's back.
Yeah. Vida blue.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yes. Yes, Todd.
Now, Augusta sounds like August. Is that another month that's off the board? So we only have 10 to work with?
I have a daughter named Georgia, and I think I was told that I cannot call her Georgia anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. There was a cease and desist calling your daughter by her name.
Hey, Southern State, you're late for dinner. Come on down for dinner, Southern State.
Yeah. We're going to change it to Savannah.
There you go. Lovely town.
Tybee Island. That's going to be her name.
We did a shirt that just said March and had a basketball hoop at the end of it. We didn't get no one said stop that.
Yeah. Well, once again, we want to be professional about this, and so we will not be selling those shirts.
We will politely,
yes,
no longer sell them.
We will not. By the way, if you we are ceasing and desisting.
Can we pick one?
No, no, we're doing both.
I'll cease, but damn it, I am not desisting.
Yes,
I miss that Tom Brady letter. Our client's name is Tom. He wears number 12.
His first name is Tom.
Oh,
that was a good
and then
one.
We made a shirt that said my name is Tom. Is that what we said? Yes, Paul.
Can we do a green and yellow shirt that says cease and desist on it? Think about it. We got time.
Once again, we got the letter and we respect what Augusta has asked us to do, Paul. If you bought gear, if you have DP Show gear, and you want to be part of our calendar, all you have to do is, if you're on the newsletter, you can submit your picture with your birth date, and we will put your picture in DP Show gear on the calendar. Each individual date, we had over 400 people, listeners over the weekend, sent in their photos. And everybody send in your photos. And we're going to try to include everybody in the calendar, but first come, first serve on your birth date. Because if you get it in and somebody gets it in after you and you're on the same date, that first person in there. But over 400 people sent in their photos. So thank you. And it'll be great. I really, really, the theme of the calendar we're going to have for, you know, this Christmas will be, it'll be great. Awesome. We're going to start shooting some of the photos here next month. McLovin, did you have a question?
I found out, I was going to ask you, is there a difference between cease and desist? Why not just say cease? Did you guys know? I just Googled. There is a difference.
Okay. Would you like to tell me about cease and desist?
I would love to tell you. So cease is stop something that you're already doing.
Okay.
Desist means refrain from doing something not yet begun. So there is a reason they don't just say cease. They say cease and desist. I had no idea.
So if we're thinking of doing something, they're telling us don't do it, that we've done something, stop. And then if you're thinking about doing something after we told you to stop, that's the desisting. Don't do something that you may do someday. Is that, like, I'm confused here. Yes, McLovin.
It's almost like they know us because they said, cease doing that. And like, okay. Yeah. Immediately like, oh, well, let's try this.
Yeah. Okay.
Desist.
Yeah. Keith Smart hit the game-winning shot that gave Indiana a 1-point win over Syracuse. Yeah, I was just curious about that when it comes to these big shots. Was the Villanova shot that won the national title, was that game tied? And was Chalmers' shot for Kansas, was that game tied?
I know Jordan was down 62-61.
Oh, so Jordan, okay.
Yeah.
So Carolina was down.
Yeah,
okay.
Georgetown was up 62-61.
All right.
Chris Jenkins' game, sorry if you just said it, Chris Jenkins' Villanova game was tied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, there's still great shots, big moments there, but what's at stake if you miss it? You know, if Jordan misses the shot, then Georgetown's probably going to win that national title. But Chris Jenkins and Villanova, they'd have just gone into overtime there. Best and worst of the weekend. We'll get some phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Got a poll question for me, McLovin?
Yes, I have a good Shohei Ohtani poll that I'm going to save.
Okay, where is Shohei Ohtani? Like, it's not exactly what I would be thinking about today. I know he had a home run last night and had a couple pitches that are 100 miles an hour. I don't know if that warrants a poll question.
Well, he's like the Zion of baseball. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, he draws attention. Because he's unusual. He's a big deal. I got to tell you, he was trending for a long time last night.
Okay. I think there's potential. Zion is doing it. You know, Shohei Ohtani has just given us flashes of, wow, if he ever did it, you know, here's the next Babe Ruth, a pitcher and a hitter. John Heyman, baseball writer, longtime baseball writer, had a tweet and he said, the best player in the game and arguably the best all-around talent is Shohei Ohtani. What does it mean to be the best player in the game, but you don't play in many games? Now, is he the best all-around talent? Yeah, you could make that argument. I mean, he's throwing 100 miles an hour, and he hit a bomb last night. It's one of those where the ball sounded like it exploded off his bat last night. But is he the best player in the game?
But imagine if a guy had like such disparate skills in any other sport. Nobody's ever been able to throw the ball 101 and hit the ball 450 feet.
But he's not consistent. He doesn't stay healthy. Like, does he have the potential? You can't call him the best player in the game. That doesn't make any sense by John Heyman. Does he have the best all-around talent in the game? Okay, I guess, if you want to work him into the conversation. But this isn't... He hasn't done anything on a consistent base. If you said, oh, you can have Mike Trout or John Heyman, or Mike Trout or Shohei Ohtani.
I'll take Trout or Heyman, though. Just
you
to,
will?
To go to the back to your first one.
Okay. Are you taking Shohei Ohtani over Mookie Betts?
No.
Okay, but so he's the best player in the game? If you say he's arguably the best all-around talent, okay. Let me start with your talent, and then you become the best player. Because you can have a lot of talent. That doesn't mean you're the best player. Yes, McLovin.
Well, here's a poll question. Okay. Is he closer to Bo Jackson or Taysom Hill? And I
Wait,
actually mean that.
Is that the poll question?
No, that's not the poll question, but it's just like, is he a unique once-in-a-lifetime Bo Jackson kind of thing or somebody who they're trying to pigeonhole into different spots like the Saints do with Taysom Hill?
Well, Bo Jackson also played football.
Right.
Let's don't confuse Shohei Ohtani with Bo Jackson.
Right, but he's not Taysom Hill. Like, the difference in skills is much wider.
But you can't put Bo Jackson in the... Like, don't do that to him. Let's just keep it to baseball.
Okay, well, then Babe Ruth, who's the other comparison? Who does Shohei Ohtani comp to? There's never been anything like this.
Is he got a lot of talent? Yes. But there are a lot of guys with a lot of talent who don't really... You know, evolve into greatness here. And like, I just want him to be play a full year. And the Angels got to decide, you know, are you going to be a pitcher? Are you going to protect his arm? Is he a hitter? Because it's going to be difficult. At some point, you're probably going to have to choose. Yes, Paul.
The coverage of Ohtani in 2017, when he's getting ready to come to the league, I remember we talked about it. Should he be a pitcher or a hitter? He's great at both. He hasn't been great at both yet. He's almost 27 years old. He's not 23.
Yeah.
His career... As a pitcher, he's 4-3 in four seasons. 4-3. Now, Babe Ruth won like 20 games. This isn't even close.
Well, Babe won almost 100 games as a pitcher.
Ohtani has not made an All-Star game. He is a .267 career hitter who averages about 20 home runs a year when he's healthy.
Well, we'll take a break here, and then we'll see if we can come up with a poll question. Fritzy wants to know if we could eat pimento cheese in April.
Are we allowed to do that?
I'm going to guess we can.
You sure, though?
Yeah, I think we could eat pimento cheese sandwiches.
What if we had a truck in the parking lot and was trying to sell them?
I don't think
we
could sell those.
Even in Milford, Connecticut, we couldn't sell
them. Paulie can't even wear a green jacket.
I have lots of them.
Yeah, you can't even wear a green jacket here. Yeah, just saying. I'm taking this very serious, guys. Like, this is I'm hearing from Augusta.
As you should.
And I heard from Tom Brady's lawyers here. Paulie, you got to take the shirt off. God. It's like herding cats around here sometimes.
Respectfully.
Yes. Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, and financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans, built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything, go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. Up next, we will hear from Wally Szczerbiak from CBS Sports. He's working March Madness. Jim Nance a little later on. And Adam Morrison, the former Gonzaga Bulldog who did the color announcing for the team the other night. Take a break. 22 after the hour. Dan Patrick Show. I hope you discover the Discover credit card because Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, and they do that automatically. So there's no limit on how much you can earn. And Fritzy is still mystified. Like, how do you do this?
I don't know how it's possible and you can stay in business doing that.
Yeah, it's amazing. In fact, even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. And Todd, check this out. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take the Discover credit card.
We can round it up to 100.
Yes, we
can.
Pretty much.
Silly.
So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Don't miss WWE's biggest event of the year, WrestleMania. Watch your favorite superstars compete in their most important matches on the grandest stage of them all. Sign up at PeacockTV.com. Stream all the action live, airing April 10th and 11th only on Peacock. I'm going to reiterate, just so you know, if you're going to be part of our calendar, you have to have a picture of you in DP Show gear. Whatever that gear is, Dan Patrick Show gear, send it in. You have to be on our newsletter. Let us know what your birthday is, and then we'll put you on the calendar with everybody else who has sent in their entries so far. And you still have time to do it, okay? So send in DP Show gear. He's Wally Szczerbiak. He is a CBS Sports College basketball analyst. He's also the analyst for the Knicks with the MSG Network and a Timberwolves sixth overall pick in the 1999 NBA draft. Wally, good to have you back on. Take me back to, I think you were in Seattle the last time Seattle had an NBA team. You were there. That was your first, that last year for Seattle Supersonics. What do you remember about that?
Well, I remember there was a lot of turmoil with the ownership and the franchise and what was going to happen. I remember we were playing in the Key Arena and they wanted to get that arena redone or move arenas. I love the city of Seattle. I loved going there to play there as an opponent. I love playing there as a player and living there while I was there. It's a phenomenal city. It really is, right by the water there. I only played there for 5 months. Then I got traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers and we made a couple championship runs in my last couple years of my career. But I really had a good time in Seattle. I hope they get a team back. But you're right. The following year is the year they moved to Oklahoma City. So I was with the Supersonics the last year they were in Seattle.
And you were there. Durant was 19 years of age when he got to Seattle.
Yeah, he was 19. Jeff Green was a rookie. It was a rebuilding mode for the Seattle Supersonics.
You know, was Durant great at 19?
He wasn't this great. He turned the ball over a lot. PJ Carlissimo was using him as a two guard, kind of running the offense at half court. So he was struggling a little bit. He still won rookie of the year. So he figured it out his rookie year. You know, his shooting percentages weren't great. But as his career went on, he became a dominant mid-range scorer where, you know, a guy at 6'11", 7 feet, you give him the ball 15 feet from the basket, you know, posting up, he can just turn and shoot over anyone. So you knew he was going to be great, but he struggled a little bit that rookie year as a lot of 19-year-olds do. And obviously he's become one of the greatest of all time.
If you had to choose, you had to guard Durant or LeBron, since you played with LeBron.
Whew, that's a great. Well, I guarded LeBron in practice, so I think I got a few tips on how to do it. So I would have to say probably LeBron. I mean,
what do you want to make LeBron do?
Just shoot from outside. You know, that's the thing. Kevin Durant is a lethal outside jump shooter, especially from the three-point line. LeBron has improved his three-point shot immensely over the course of his career. But as a defender, I think for the most part, you can live with LeBron making threes and making jump shots. You just can't let him get to the basket because he's one of the most physically dominant players of all time. So I would say Kevin Durant, you know, you can't let him shoot from outside because he'll kill you from deep, too.
He's Wally Szczerbiak, the former NBA player and working studio with March Madness. How many times was your name misspelled on your jersey? Did you ever have one of those moments?
Yes. I remember my rookie year with the Timberwolves. We always had an extra jersey, thank goodness. But I remember my rookie year, we had a misspelling in one of my games early on in my career. And our great equipment manager, Clayton Wilson in Minnesota, he always had the backup. So he had a backup to get it right the next that night, actually.
Do you have that jersey?
I don't. No, I think Clayton just took it, and I think he torched it because he didn't want to know about it.
Explain the sequence at the end of the UCLA game where, you know, you get the put back, and then there's that 3 seconds where Mark Few doesn't call timeout, and I believe he had one timeout left. But in that moment, it worked out. But is that the smart decision with a coach, with a freshman who is getting the ball?
Well, I think it was a brilliant decision, and I'll give you a couple reasons why. First of all, what a game. And I was literally 30 feet from the court. You know, we were down there getting ready to do a hit. So to be a part of that moment in real time and be on the floor pretty much was just an amazing feeling for myself and my colleagues. Ryan Hollins went to UCLA, so his heart was absolutely broken. There's a picture that's kind of surfaced with him grabbing my arm, just like, oh no, it's going to go in. Oh no. And it's all over Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that. It's really a great picture. He's a wonderful guy, and what a run by UCLA. And what a performance by those kids, honestly. It's a shame that someone had to lose that game. You know, UCLA just ran out of time, like Clark Kellogg said, but phenomenal job to tie that game up at the end. But Gonzaga is coached to when a basket is made to push the ball up the floor. I mean, if you see Jalen Suggs, he starts turning and looking to run, and Corey Kispert, who's their four man, and also Timmy, who's their five man, they're coached to get that ball out of the net quickly, pass it up ahead to Jalen Suggs, and he's like a blur. I mean, he's going to be a top five pick, maybe at the top pick in the draft. So he just goes. So that's something they do every possession on a make. And I just think UCLA just didn't really think, okay, we still got to play these last 3 seconds out. You know, if you can make Jalen Suggs make one turn, you know, stop him. They just started running back on defense like it was a normal possession, and he's going to get the ball up the floor in 3 seconds, and then there was no contest on that shot. I mean, I was watching the play, and when you watch it in real time, you can just see nobody on UCLA was stopping him in the backcourt. And all they needed to do was just move in his way, and he would have had to turn, and that would have thrown him off, and he would not have gotten as good of a shot and as good of a look. It's a credit to Jalen Suggs. It's something the Gonzaga Bulldogs practice every day. That's how they play, all 40 minutes. They love to run on makes, and UCLA had to be aware of that. But I understand the moment. I mean, you just tied up a game in overtime. You know, and the kids were just, you know, it's a tough situation. And Jalen Suggs just made a heroic shot off the glass.
But I think that's the point, though, Wally, is you almost relaxed a little bit because you think we're going into overtime. Like, we had the putback, we've tied it up. They got 3 seconds. They're not going to do anything with three. And then you all of a sudden you see who has it. And then he's got a great look. And he knew it was going in.
He did. I mean, I'll tell you. And you know, he was a step over half court. This is a shot that guys practice. We saw it in the All-Star game. Damian Lillard, Steph Curry, those guys were making threes from half court to end the game and at halftime. So this is something guys nowadays practice. And Jalen Suggs is a talented athlete, phenomenal football player, basketball player, Mr. Basketball, football, and basketball in Minnesota. So this is something that a point guard works on. And, you know, he knew I had time. He got it off in plenty of time. And wow, what a a historic moment. I mean, that's the greatest basketball game I've ever seen. It was just phenomenal, and I can't wait for tonight. The two best teams in college hoops going at it.
Okay, what does Baylor have to do to win this?
That's a great question. I mean, Baylor has the offense, I think, to keep up with Gonzaga. Baylor is a great offensive rebounding team. And you remember the theme against Houston was, can Baylor keep Houston off the boards? They did that. Yeah. And they actually offensive rebounded against Houston. That's something that Gonzaga is going to have to watch out for, because Baylor has a couple guys down low, and Flo Thamba, Chama Chachua, and Mark Vital, who love to hit the offensive glass. And then on the offensive end, the key is Davion Mitchell. I mean, he is a guy that I love. He's my favorite player on their team. I think he's the key to their team. A great on-ball defender, also a great point guard who gets dribble penetration, not only scores for himself, but he gets the shots for all the shooters. And they're the number one three-point shooting team in the country. They shoot 41% as a team because he gets into the paint, breaks down the defense, sprays it out to those shooters, and they knock down threes all over the court. So I think in order to beat Gonzaga, Davion Mitchell has to be getting into the paint, getting paint touches, living in the paint, and creating open threes for his teammates.
How do you explain Timme?
Oh, you know, I couldn't figure Timme out, you know, watching him on TV, but being 30 feet from the court and watching him play, I completely understand his game. He is the smartest basketball player in college basketball today.
Really?
And one thing he has is huge feet. I mean, he's got to wear size 20 shoes. I mean, he's not overly tall. I think he's about 6'9", 6'10". He's got long arms, very, very fibrous muscles, and he has an incredible feel for the game. I mean, he can go over his right shoulder, his left shoulder, finish with his right hand, finish with his left hand. He's impossible to stop one-on-one in the post, but it's because he's so nimble as a big man. I mean, his elasticity, he slithers through areas that a lot of big guys can't really get through. And I think he is their most skilled and best player. I don't think it's even close. When they need a basket, throw the ball to him, because he can score on anyone one-on-one in the post. And then on top of it, he's so smart. I mean, how about that charge he took in regulation? I mean, that was just a brilliant play at the height of, like, the game when they needed a defensive stop. And he slides over and takes a huge charge on Johnny Juzang. So I just love his game. And seeing him in person, you can really appreciate how smart he is as a basketball player, those little moves that he makes in order to give himself advantages.
I hate that charge call.
I know. Too many charges in college right now. They got to revisit the charge. I think when an offensive player doesn't hit the defender squarely in the chest, I don't mind, you know, the defender obviously has to be not moving, but if he hits the guy on the shoulder here or on the shoulder here and the offensive player is obviously trying to avoid the defender, I think you got to start calling that a block, because that means the offensive player is in control of his body and he's not out of control. So when you're in control of your body as an offensive player, you're trying to avoid that guy and you still kind of are paying attention to the basket, it's going to be hard to avoid contact. So I think they have to revisit that charge call, because way too many calls are being called offensive fouls when I think they should be called blocks.
Well, spoken like a true scorer. Did you make your last shot in the NBA?
I believe I did. It was in the Eastern Conference Finals. It was against the Orlando Magic, and I think I did. I didn't have a great game. I think I was like 3-for-8 or something like that. But I think the last shot in the fourth quarter that I got was kind of like a little elbow jumper, 15-footer, and I think I knocked it down.
Did you ever airball a free throw?
No, I don't think so. And that's what's driving me crazy about Luka Doncic airballing free throws. I'm like, what's going on around here?
I don't understand it. I mean, it gets crazy. That professionals shooting air balls.
I don't understand it either. And he's a great shooter, especially from the three-point line and all over the place. I just don't understand it. I think he's got to just develop a routine where it just becomes, you know, just he's just such of a feel player. Like, he shoots his threes off the dribble. He shoots his threes fading to his left sometimes, fading to his right sometimes. That I think, you know, on the foul line, you just have to stand there, Luka. You got to get a routine, and you just got to mechanize that shot and get his free throw shooting percentage up. I think he should be a little bit better free throw shooter.
Yes. I mean, all these guys should be at least 75. It's a free throw. Like, just get up there, have some form, get a rhythm, you know, bend down. Like, come on.
Hey, you're talking to the wrong guy. I shot 86%, so I figured it out.
How many could you make blindfolded?
Out of 10? I got to try it. I've never tried it. I would think, you know, once you, I mean, I can, you know, like Jordan, you, once you dribble, you look and you close your eyes, boom. But if you keep the blindfold on,
yeah.
I mean, then it can start going really, really sideways, honestly. Like, you know, if you keep the blindfold on, I would hope to make 2 or 3 out of 10. But if you dribble, get your routine, then you close your eyes like Jordan did in the game, you know, I think at that point you make about 7 out of 10.
Why did Jordan do that? Just because he's Jordan?
Just to prove his greatness and probably to talk smack to an opponent that was trying to get under his skin. That's what he does.
Did you face him when he was with the Wizards?
I did. Yeah, we had a lot of success against them. You know, the Timberwolves played them twice a year. And I think if my memory serves me right, we went 6-0 in the 3 years where we played against them.
Did you
and
talk trash against- to him?
No. No way. I had to guard him.
Yeah.
You know, as a three man, he was doing a lot of posting up. So it was a good matchup for me. I like guarding guys in the post. And I also, you know, played against him in the All-Star game. When I made the All-Star game my third year, he was on the East, I was on the West. We got that win too. But, you know, I didn't see the vintage Jordan of the 90s. So I saw Jordan at the end, you know, when he was more of a post-up player, still a great player, but he wasn't quite the athlete that he was in the 90s.
But you owned him.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. He owns me on the golf course, that's for sure. We played a few times down in Florida, and he definitely owns me on the golf course, despite being our handicaps being right around the same.
He might be a sandbagger a little bit, though. Hey,
he's pretty good.
Great to talk to you, Wally, and enjoy tonight. Should be fun, and always appreciate you joining us.
My pleasure, Dan. I'm a huge fan. Keep doing your thing.
That's Wally Szczerbiak, Wally World. Mike Garnett still calls him World. We'll take a break. Play of the Day is up next here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. as a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
First pitch to Fernando is swung on and hit in the air out to deep left center field. Forget it. Way, way, way back. Gotta go. Oh, it's gone. Out over the bullpens in left center field. May end up being one of the longest home runs of his career.
Courtesy of the Padres Radio Network, Tatis. It was the 40th home run of his career, and it came in his 147th career game. So less than the equivalent of one full season. 10th player in baseball history with 40 or more home runs through their first 147 career games. The player with the most fewest games to get to 40 home runs, Mark McGwire, had 110 games, and he hit 40 home runs in 110 games. After that, Pete Alonso is second. The Mets, 123. That's your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by the great folks at MDrive, MDriveDan.com, the supplement I take every day. Powerful ingredients backed by science. Get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to MDriveDan.com. Free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refine your prime with MDrive. That's a fun appearance by Wally Szczerbiak. Good guy. A couple of phone calls in here. Scott in Texas. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Oh, totally honored to be on here. Thank you so much. Best of the weekend. Baylor Bears winning, going to the championship tonight. And just to Paulie's point about the shirt, he's a huge Bears fan. The Bears play tonight in April. They're green and yellow. I think there's nothing wrong with it. He's just rooting for the Bears. So thank you, Paulie.
Okay. All right. Scott saying that you should be able to wear your shirt, but Paulie took off his April shirt. We don't call it Augusta or the Masters shirt. It's just an April shirt, but we're not able to sell those anymore.
Our Southern Golf Event shirt is coming out soon. It's great. It's a gray on gray, so there's no color pattern.
So that's if you're scoring at home, that's two cease and desist letters that we've received. Yes,
Oh, no, we've received a million more. These are just the two big ones.
Oh, they are? Oh, okay. Sometimes it's better not to know what goes on.
Yeah. We just swing the ones that are have a little more heft behind them.
Oh, okay.
We just send those ones your way.
Okay. Yes, Paulie?
We need to find a lawyer, you know, a little pro bono work, keep the budget down, but someone wants to make a name for himself. We need someone good, like a Bob Odenkirk or something.
Well, McLovin was going to be my guy, but he's just a paralegal.
Yeah, paralegal skills don't really help in this realm, although I have heard of the terrifying law firms that are writing us letters. Yeah, if you hear the words Sherman and Sterling or like Scad and Arps, just take the T-shirt off the website. That's all I'll say.
Oh, you know, we thought it was funny when we heard from Tom Brady's lawyers for Tampa Bay. And McLovin goes, no, no, this is no joke. Like, you don't. And I'm like, wait, seriously? No, no, you don't want to. You don't want to do that to these people. Like, you got to take that shirt down. I go, okay, take it down. Take it down. Yes, McLovin.
Have you ever seen the John Grisham, The Firm, the movie?
Yeah.
Like, that's, I'm sure that's who represents the Masters.
No, no, we don't want to accuse any. No, no, we don't insinuate. We're not accusing. We are
respectfully
taking the T-shirt off the website. That's all we're doing. Just like they asked us to do. And I can't wait for the Masters. Bubba Watson's going to join us this week. You know, we'll get ready for the Masters, and it should be great. Dogwoods, Azaleas. Jim Nance is going to join us later on today. So we come in peace. We don't want to leave in pieces. Yes, Paul?
The Tom Brady Law Firm is so big time. This show has almost had to change its name to Latham and Watkins and Patrick in the morning. They were going to co-host.
Oh, boy. Chris in Maryland. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today?
Going on?
Hey,
two
Chris.
Quick things. One, I will wear my April shirt as a badge of honor for the rest of the week.
Okay.
Two, I just wanted to ask, do you think that the reason that the Pac-12 was kind of disrespected in the NCAA tournament, at least on the men's side, is because they bowed out of football so early last fall?
I didn't give it any thought like that, Chris. You know, the ACC is usually what's running college basketball, it feels like. But, first of all, it's hard to find Pac-12 basketball. You know, the Pac-12 network has not been handled well. And there are a lot of games that, you know, probably you couldn't find meaningful games. You know, Oregon State came out of nowhere. They played, you know, well at the end of the season. And then when they got into the Pac-12 tournament, I'd watch UCLA a couple of times during the year. You know, they had lost a couple of their players, lost a player to the G League. I just thought they were, you know, just a little better than average team, it felt like. And then they just caught fire at the right time. They barely made the tournament. I watched Oregon. USC, I thought, was legitimate. I thought the Mobleys were legitimate. And that was a good run there. But, you know, the season itself was just start and stop, and you think you're going to watch a game, and it's not going to be on, and, you know, it was chaotic, I think, to try to follow this. And then the teams you expect to be good aren't good. It was just college basketball was kind of turned upside down. But from the beginning, everybody said these are the two best teams in college basketball, and they're playing for the title tonight. Coming up, Adam Morrison will join us. One more item. We close out the first hour. It's Chrome Soft. Phil Mickelson, Xander Schauffele, John Rahm, and the guy in your group making all the birdies. They all play the Callaway Chrome Soft golf ball. The ball that changed the ball, because Callaway doesn't just make a better ball for tour players. Callaway makes a better tour ball for everyone. Whether you're a pro, low handicapper, weekend warrior, you want the best performing tour ball. And there's a Chrome Soft for you. The Chrome Soft is Callaway's number one selling tour ball because most golfers love the combination. Incredible distance, and soft feel, and short game control. Callaway's number one ball on tour is the Chrome Soft X, which is what I play. The ball designed to give elite players, although I'm not, precise shot workability and amazing greenside action. Also, Callaway has the longest tour ball. It's the new Chrome Soft XLS. Low spin profile provides max distance off the tee with tour level short game spin. Chrome Soft isn't just better, it's better for everyone. Find your Chrome Soft today at callawaygolf.com/chromesoft.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.